Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The left fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Harrison. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Pohl. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pohl fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper takes first base on ball four. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Kuiper moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Powell moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Doyle fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is hit by the pitch. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manning. Rice reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. Lynn goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pohl, and towards Doyle, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Pohl fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive to center field. Lynn throws towards Burleson. Burleson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Burleson. Bell scores. Manning moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Harrison covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Pohl covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Duffy steals second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Ashby bunts towards the mound. Pohl fields it and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to third. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pohl fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pohl fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble moves to third. Roger Marat now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gamble scores. Spikes moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ashby bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Spikes moves to third. Duffy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Spikes scores. Duffy moves to third. Ashby moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duffy scores. Ashby scores. There goes Bell trying to get to third. Carbo throws the ball into Petrocelli, who tags Bell for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. It's 8-2, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Blackwell now catching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gamble strikes out. There goes Hendrick. The throw from Blackwell to Burleson, and Hendrick is out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manning. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Duffy takes first base on ball four. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Segui covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell strikes out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carbo takes first base on ball four. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Blackwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Manning steals second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a pop-up into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli takes first base on ball four. Yastrzemski moves to third. Rice moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Rick Miller pinch hits for Tim Blackwell. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Rice moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. Tom Buskey now pitching. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 3 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Petrocelli scores. Miller moves to third. It's 8-5, Indians. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carbo for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.